Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listening Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian brings that CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Gio, Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man, and I'm broadcasting live from the swamp, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. We digging the scene on the gangster lean, baby. We gonna have your boy Matt Pop live in the building and your boy Ickadon live in the building, man. It's crazy right now. We doing crazy things right now. Lush Radio Online, man, we on a world tour. We done been from BK to the Bronx all the way to Jersey. We in Jersey right now, you know what I'm saying, in the swamp with your man Elder Sensei, man, and we rocking it out real crazy, like, man. And you know what I'm saying? I'm always giving y'all nothing but the real in the business. Also, make sure you check out this Saturday, your girl, Emma E2K, E2K on the spot, the dot. You know what I'm saying? Live in the building. We're going to be broadcasting live on Ustream this Saturday at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? And you already know what? Thursday, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go about and do the continuation of Who Moved My Cheese, talking about changing your life and talking about this weather because this heat wave is crazy right now. And definitely on top of that, on Friday, it's the hottest night with your man, Guru. We live in the building, man. Jersey, stand up, man. We in the building. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man, always giving you music, always giving you what you want, what you need, baby, baby. You know what I mean? I love y'all right now. I'm sipping on my Moscato, feeling real good, feeling real nice right now. I'm about to give y'all my man AG, Infected Man, and you know what I'm saying, anything Barry, make sure you support my G, you know what I mean? And make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online, man. Let's get it, baby. Infected.
Living in the Bronx, poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain was injected, so I'm numb to the pain. I'm infected. My man said it's human nature. Demons make haters, angels try to save you. Constantly I think about 80. Mr. Mud, what the fuck? A nigga going crazy. And ever since a baby, invincible. Instilled by the niggas that raised me. Joseph grabbed me. Patty Barnes, Tony Ravenel, a giant like Barry Bonds. Grew up around many cons, rap terrorists, I drop many bombs. I'm a loner and I like it, they gon' praise me when I'm gone and I know it like a psychic. Face to face with fallen angels, they tryna find an angle, the devil say I'm angry. I do it for niggas that never seen the world, my man doing life that never seen his baby girl. Living in the Bronx, poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain was injected. I'm numb to the pain, I'm infected. Living in the Bronx, poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain was injected. I'm numb to the pain, I'm infected. Accepted. 20 years in, so my pen is worth more than your necklace. I'm the reason she booked at the highest. You the reason. reason that her profile is private. You the reason she hired a bodyguard. I'm the reason she toning her body parts. Live with no regrets. The grind gave me insomnia. You never say I overslept. Walk this way, then you overstep. A kid on a stoop with dreams of golden eggs. Sugar water made him diabetic. I write like L. Ron, call us one Dianetic. Can't you see they trying to get us? Demons believing impressions of hexes on our youth. Until I perish, I'ma stand on my truth. So I'm infected, living in the Bronx. Poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain was injected. I'm numb to the pain, I'm infected. I'm infected, living in the Bronx. Poverty and crime on my mind. The attitude of Cain was injected. The pain, I'm numb, I'm infected. I'm infected.
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's buried.
Be sure to be cool with neighbors. You can tell you're talking to hustler. If they ask you where I'm sitting, I'm on top of the world. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, baby, I hope your tongue game the truth, because it's real talk, real life. You can get it on the spot over a glass of wine.
I'm an E2K.
Deuce to God.
Prince.
950 plus.
It's your boy Prince.
950 plus. And when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush.
On Lush Radio Online. Shit.
That's what it is, man. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We going to have your man Math Hop alive in the building. I'm talking about your man is demolishing, cremating, destroying cats in the battlefield. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes to the battle rapping situation. You know what I mean? Murdering them. And definitely on top of that, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have your man Inkadon live in the building. But we're going to go to nine to see if we got your man Matt Hopper, though. I had the pleasure to meet him when I was in New York. Beautiful dude, wonderful guy. You know what I'm saying? Besides, you know, just creating world domination when it comes to the lyrics. It's crazy right now. But we're going to go to the line and see if we got my boy Matt Hopper live in the building. Call up on the 917. What's crack-a-lackin', family? What's good?
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? Is this the one and only Math Hop alive in the building with us?
The one and only half a baby in the building. Lush, what's good? What cuzzo at?
Cuzzo here tonight, y'all. Let me go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, y'all.
Yeah, that's what up. That's what up. Brooklyn in the building, yeah.
BK stand up, what up?
BK stand up. I could curse.
You can curse, Hop.
Brooklyn, stand the fuck up. We did it.
Yo, I'm just, like, really honored and, like, really happy to have you on the show, Matt, because, you know, it's been a pleasure meeting you in person and, you know, having you on the show and everything like that. Before we get into it, you want to give any shout-outs or anything like that, Matt?
Yo, shout-out to everybody out there grinding. Shout-out to NYB. Shout out to URLTV.TV. Shout out to just everybody. Everybody who's been supporting the movement. Everybody who's been showing love. Everybody that helped me get to those 15 million views, man. Everybody that helped me get to those 50,000 downloads on the mixtapes and all that. Thank you, man. Stay with us, man. There's more in store. You heard?
Definitely, definitely. So, Math, you know, besides you being a sexy, tantalizing young man, you're excellent at You're excellent at demolishing, you know, your opponents when it comes to the battle ring and the battle realm, you know, from Smack DVD all the way down to every battle arena, you know, and destroying them. You know, what enticed you, what motivated you to get into the battle arena? Like, was it for the love of hip-hop, or did you just want to just make a presence known that, look, I can destroy anybody that try to go up against me?
Well, you know, what it was I was always focused on the music, making the music. You know, Clark Kent, that's like my uncle. He always told me, yo, you're a dope artist. Don't even think about this battle stuff. Like, you know, these battle rappers, that's kind of all they have and all that. But I always felt like I would hear somebody and I'd be like, yo, this dude is not that hot to me. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing his thing, but he's not that hot. And, you know, pushing the music, it costs a lot to get your name out there. Like, if you're an artist and you're listening right now, like, I feel your pain, man. It costs a lot of money just to get known just locally. You know what I'm saying? So I saw the battle thing. I saw a lot of dudes making moves off of that, and I was like, you know what? I used to run around and do this when I was young. Like, when I was a teenager, I used to run around just battling everybody, battling two dudes at the same time, all that. So I said, you know, I'm going to make a name for myself in this thing. I'm going to see what happens, and I'm going to introduce the music at the same time. So as people notice, like, every time I do a battle, I drop a mixtape along with it.
Yeah.
I got that ACMD2 out there. I got that Going for Blood out there. Jay Ronan, you know, he's been working with me on some stuff. We got Hala Hafa Hussein coming soon. We got Arsenal Battles coming soon. Like, we're moving. And it worked. You know what I mean? It worked. I did it. My name is out there. I'm kind of popping. Just kind of popping, you know what I mean?
You ain't kind of popping, man. You being real modest, man. You being real modest. And I love that about you. But real talk, people you listening right now, he's beyond popping. This dude right here, like, gets, like, almost a million, like, views on his battles and stuff. Like, the dude, like, gets crazy downloads. Like, this dude right here is a problem. A problem.
Thank
you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Worldwide.
Thank you.
A problem.
Thank you.
He's
on the waterbed. Thank you.
That's an inside joke.
Yo, y'all know about that. Jesus on the waterbed. You ever meet Rush? You're going to know what I'm talking about. Jesus on the waterbed, baby.
Oh, man. This dude is crazy as hell, yo. So Math, like, when you get into the battle arena, right?
Mm-hmm.
What gets you hyped? Like, some people get hyped, you know what I'm saying, because, like, they've already studied the opponent and stuff like that. And they just want to see the fear in their opponent's face. Some people get hyped because of the crowd. Some people get hyped just because it is what it is. What's the motivation? What makes you go into your zone and you channel in all the energy and you just hit them with the IU, get finishing on that joint, huh?
For me, it's like it's that element of surprise. Because when I do my battles, I like to throw some truth in it. You know what I mean? A lot of, you know, battle rappers, they sit down, they come up with a whole bunch of crazy stuff. Like, did this to your moms, I did this to your sister, blah, blah, blah. But for me, like, I do my numbers. Like, Math represents the truth. Numbers never lie. You know what I mean? So I always throw some truth, some little personal info or just something about just break down your whole career. Like, when Jay-Z did the Takeover track, the reason why it hurt the other rappers so much is because he was telling the truth about them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my thing. Whether people get it or not, I'm going to say something that you're going to go home and be like, damn, that nigga hurt me with that one. Damn, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what gets me hyped. When I get to that moment when I'm like, okay, all right, the cat's out the bag, you pussy, this happened, you know what I mean? Like, that's what gets me hyped. That's what gets me hyped. I like to bring reality to the stage. You know, not just, because anybody could come up with your mama jokes and, you know, anybody could come up with something funny, but when you can actually take someone's career or something that actually happened and make it rhyme and make it crazy and then throw, make it a punchline, like your career is a punchline to me, that's what gets me hyped, you know?
Yo, but that's, you be destroying people's careers, though. Math, you be destroying their careers. Like, you are
I want to say, I destroy them. Yeah, I go in, but I can't say I destroy them because everybody that I battle, has to be on a certain level. Like, I would never battle somebody that's not known for battling, that's just getting into it. But, like, I would never do that. Like, I want classics. Anytime I step on that Smack stage, that URL stage, or any stage, I want to do something classic. You know what I mean? T-Rex, that was classic. That did 7 million views on WorldStar in 2 days.
Yep. It definitely did, man.
Solomon, classic. A-Verb, classic. Even the Ghost Battle, classic. You know what I mean?
Yo, and you definitely battled the best of them, the best of the best, man. So for y'all cats out there that's thinking y'all trying to go up against Hopper, y'all better have your A game together. Y'all better be known, because this dude don't battle like little amateur little cats, man.
Yeah, some dude just called me out. Some battle. Some dude just called me out of nowhere. I never heard of him. I can't hear you. You're all the way down there. I can't hear you.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's just a respect thing. Like, it wouldn't make no sense for me to go call out Jay-Z. That just don't make no sense. I'm not saying that I'm the Jay-Z of this battle thing, but give me my respect. Like, my stats are up. I'm pretty much one of the top dudes out there.
You know what, though? I want to talk about A-Verb, man, because we had him on the show, man.
Mm-hmm.
That man was, like, real feeling himself. I really don't, you know what I'm saying, like that dude, like that, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. And I'm really glad that you destroyed and annihilated the shit out of this nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ripped that nigga's head out, you know, set him on flames, regurgitated him and all that shit.
I mean, the first round, like, you watched that battle, the first round, what I said was true. You know what I mean? A lot of these dudes get up there. And that's no disrespect to A-Verb, but if you're going to go against Matt, you got to expect I'm going to say something true about you. And if it's true, I feel like if it's true, you should be allowed to say it. Might hurt some feelings, but you should be allowed to say it. And I hit him with some truth in that first round. Like, a lot of these dudes run around perpetrating. You doing this and doing that and your verses and da-da-da. But when it come down to it and a real dude step to you and be like, yo, what up with this da-da-da? You're not like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the truth. Definitely, that's the truth. That's definitely the truth, man. And you know what I mean? A-Verb trying to be like this little pretty little nigga, you know what I'm saying? But you know what, A-Verb, you listening right now, I don't like how you try to play yourself when you came on the show, my nigga. So that's why my nigga crushed the shit out you, and I don't give a fuck. Ha ha! Anyway, in your face, nigga.
Nah, but even that battle was a classic also. You know what I mean? That did about, it's past 200,000 views right now. I don't even think it's been out a month.
He be talking mad shit, though, yo. That's my only shit with him, yo. He talking mad. You know one thing, too, I like about you, though? You mad animated, and your ass will get right in the motherfucking camera like, nigga, look at me, nigga. I gotta do that.
Because it's a show, man. You here to put on a show. If you don't put on a good show, then how you expect to get paid for the next one?
Definitely, that's the truth, man. Y'all get paid a nice amount of money, man.
I mean, I can't speak for everybody else, but I know they do me right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
I try to do my best. Anything that I put out to the public, I try to do my best on. Like, when I dropped the ATMD 1, ATMD 2, like, a lot of people were like, yo, it's classic, this, that, and somebody, a couple of people even put it up against Ready to Die and Reasonable Doubt. Now, I wouldn't say that myself because I'm a huge Biggie fan, I'm a huge Jay-Z fan, but, you know, I put in my work. I definitely put in my work. If anybody that's listening right now, you want to go check out the music, go to urltv.tv, download those mixtapes, ACMD 1, ACMD 2. You go to ishopperbaby.com. Just search me. Just Google me. You know, it's nice to say, just Google me, man. I'm out here, man.
Yo, all they got to do is Google. Yo, Mav Hopper is all over the place, man. And I'm telling you, like, besides the battles and everything, man, Mav is a good dude, man. You know, the hating-ass niggas that's out there, you know what I mean? They just mad because this nigga got pure talent, man. And besides just being a ill MC, this dude can actually create songs, man. So don't be mad at Pure Talent right here. And shout out to all the Tauruses out there because I love them. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. We Tauruses run the world, baby. Tauruses run the world.
For real. So, you know, the A-Verb battle was highly anticipated. Everybody was waiting for that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And you did your thing, you know. So, you know, you hit him with a lot of crazy punchlines and stuff, man. Mm-hmm. What were you thinking in your head when you was looking at this dude, man?
Like, this is your life. This is your life. Like that third round, the first 16 to 24 bars of that third round. This is your life. This is you. You know what I mean? It's just the truth. I just like hitting people with truth, man. I like the truth. And if the truth ever gets corny, I'll still be pushing it. You know what I mean? Some people don't look at like, okay, yeah, but what he said was funny. I don't care what kind of joke somebody cracked on me. Like, I hit you with the truth. Truth is the truth. Ain't no getting around that.
Yeah. And for y'all people that ain't met Math in person, yo, Math is not just funny on the freaking battles. This nigga is funny in person. This nigga is fucking a comedian. This dude is crazy as hell. He will have you dying laughing. Like, he's hilarious, yo. I can't even mess with him because he's hilarious.
Yo, we had fun the other night, man. We had a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, man. He's the best, definitely. Definitely, he's the best. I mean,
shout out to Jay Ronan, my favorite Jew.
Yeah, shout out to Jay Ronan. Yo, really, that's a real humble dude, a good dude, and I need y'all cats to definitely support DJ Jay Ronan. You know, he's doing his thing, and I know he's been rolling real close with you on the whole movement, and I'm bring my co-host from Cali, Ebony, live in the building with us in a few seconds. But real talk, tell us how you linked up with your boy DJ Jay Ronan and everything, and y'all created that whole fusion together, because he's already, you know, has his name in the streets. But how did you guys, you know, link up to make that whole, you know, union?
I mean, I was making noise on the battle scene. I was ready to drop a tape. I got Smack involved, and I needed a DJ that I know was going to touch a real hip-hop audience. There's a lot of DJs out there. They make tapes, but it's all saturated with, like, stuff you might hear on the radio or just stuff that a lot of people are not interested in anymore. And Jay Ronan, whenever he drops a tape, it's nothing but the hardcore hip-hop fans paying attention. So that's what I wanted. And when we hooked up, like, you know, it was chemistry. You know, he's a cool dude. We hang out, we chill and all that. Sometimes I might go over to the studio and just spend the night knocking joints out. And he likes to work. So that's always going to be, like, something I'm trying to be a part of. Like, anybody who likes to work. I love to work. That's what I'm here
definitely
for, putting that work.
Yo, and I saw in person, that dude's work ethic. That dude will be up 24 hours a day, packing up CDs, getting them out, selling them, doing what he got to do, recording and stuff. Like, that dude right there's work ethic is on beyond 1,000. Like, crazy. He need to get benefit for that. Like, shout out to DJ Jay Ronan. Make sure y'all check him out on shiphop.com. He had a show yesterday. He was great. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you support that dude for real. Follow him on
definitely
Twitter.
Or Elements. Check them out. Definitely.
Definitely. So I'm about to go into this song, NYB to the Death.
NYB to the Death. That joint right there, that was me just letting off steam. You know, I had a couple people talking shit. You know, T-Rex, Murder Mook, Tone Trump. You know, they're all rappers that, you know, had something to say around my little around the T-Rex battle. So I just felt like clearing the air. And I put that out, and the streets was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, it was compared to Ether. It was like, yo, this is the Ether of the battle scene. It's crazy.
Wow.
Definitely. I got the phone call on the beginning. You heard that phone call?
Uh-huh.
We rappers and we gangsters, baby. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I bring truth to the... I bring truth to the table. If you a phony dude and you around me, I'm going to expose you. Don't say my name if you know you got skeletons in the closet. I'm going to expose
you. And that's the truth. When it comes to this game, you can't be fraudulent, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't purposely say you're somebody that you ain't, because niggas going to pull your car regardless. But I'm going to go ahead and bring my girl from Cali live in the building, you know what I'm saying? My beautiful, sexy Ebony live from the Cali area live in the building. My co-host on Wednesdays when we talk about business and talk about, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to go into this song real quick. Ebony, what's good, baby girl?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on? How you feeling?
I'm just enjoying this. I'm feeling great. How you doing?
I'm
big
good.
Ups to
That's
you.
Good.
Definitely, I was listening to the show, and definitely big ups to you and what you're doing.
Oh, I'm moving. I'm grinding, baby. We out here, man. Halal Food Scene coming soon. HCMD3 coming soon. Yeah, we out here.
That's what it is. Ebony, I'm gonna go into a song real quick, and then I'm gonna let you go ahead and go into your questions in a quick second after this song. All right, baby girl?
All right.
That's what it is. We're gonna go ahead and go into this song, NYB to the death.
Hey,
your man was going in on this joint, man. Going in on this joint. This joint right here is kind of woo.
Watch out for it. Woo. Somebody head getting knocked off. Woo.
Yeah. Going to NYB to the death. Mad Papa live in the building. Let's radio live, man. Let's go.
Hello?
What up? This Rex?
Hold up.
This Hoffa.
What's cracking?
What's good, nigga?
Hey, shit, what's up, baby?
Yo, we rappers or we gangsters?
Honestly, that's not in my character.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'll tell you on the floor, in my next interview, I'll do that. Yo, matter of fact, yo, Mav, you took that some type of way with a nigga saying this, that, and the third. My fault, my nigga, because we doing music.
Brooklyn, hey.
Got canceled. Had to get the record it clear. No sense, no sense. I'm going to this school roof and school. Bag is confused. How you flagging in the coupe? Even one bar, this nigga went and made a movie. The world starts talking hard. Let me introduce me.
Nigga.
What's up, Ho Trump? My name is Matt. And I will slap fire out your flaming
That's
ass.
Real talk,
I'm in the building. Hope he with his children. Grab him by his beard. Get his pussy a Brazil skin. I called a few real niggas in your state. They said they hate your face more than them court dates. Spitting fake raps and stunting fake bling on them. Niggas monkey balls make you wanna swing on them. Your brother light, I one right, he might drop. Chase them up the block, give him flashback, the mic knock. My niggas like, why you dissing this nigga?
Why?
You got 6 million views just for ripping a nigga. Tell him get off my dick before I grip on his trigger.
Click.
One shot and you gone. You civil this nigga. Big ha, big ha, big ha.
I told you again, so please edit that. Please edit that. That's not in my character. That's not in my character. That's not in my character.
Yo, 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 this is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm repping with my girl, Lush.
You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you already know what it is. It's your man, Matt Papa, live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. And that right there was a problem. He said that it's not in his character, son. It's not in his character. Wow.
That's what he's doing to
people, son.
Son, that's my character. That's in my character.
Yo, you was off the hook, yo. I'm loving that, though. Ebony, what you think about that? Yo, he
definitely that joint was hot. That joint definitely was hot, and I need you to send it to me.
Huh? I'm going to definitely send you that joint. You definitely need that in your arsenal, man. But,
yeah.
Ebony, I'm going to go ahead and let you take it away with your sexy voice self and go ahead and ask Mad Papa some questions.
Okay, my question for you is, what do you think the three key elements of having a successful business is?
The three key elements, I'd say, is organization, hard work, and dedication. Those are
That's
the three key elements. You got to be organized. A lot of people are running around doing things. They don't got paperwork or nothing. You got to be organized with what you're doing. And know the business side of what you're getting into. Just don't know the glamour. Like, okay, I see these rappers, they rap, and then they get a lot of money. It doesn't just happen like that. There's a lot of paperwork, a lot of lawyers involved with what we're doing. So you got to know the business side, be organized, hard work, no missed opportunities. That's the saying that I have, NMO, no missed opportunities. If you feel like that you can get something out of an event, going to an event or supporting a radio show or doing a mixtape or whatever it is. Any opportunities that are thrown at you, you have to take them. No missed opportunities. You never know who's going to be listening. Never. You know? So that's what I think it is. It's all about dedication, hard work, and organization.
That's what's up. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. This is the next question.
Ebony, you got any more questions for Matt? Well, that's the last one you got for right now.
Well, I have that question, and I also wanted to know, as far as, like, let our listeners know how important it is to build your team, you know, because people, when you believe in yourself, you also have to have a team to believe in you as well. So let our listeners know how important that is.
It's encouragement. It's encouragement to have a team. I started a squad called NYB. That stands for Now You Believe, but a lot of people tag this as the New York Bullets. So that's my squad. That consists of Cortez. You know, he's been killing them on the battle scene.
Shout out to Cortez.
Shout out to Hollow the Don. Shout out, he's also on the squad. D Chambers, he's also on the squad.
Shout out to D Chambers.
Brooklyn Hands.
That's my squad, NYB. I think it's good to brand yourself, like, just to create a brand. So people, like, even when I stop doing it, I want people to always look forward to, okay, what is NYB doing next? Okay, who's the new guy in NYB, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
Definitely, that's true. That's the truth. I'm really, you know what, Ebony, like, you know, if people don't meet, like Hoffa, like, in person, like, they might, like, if they look at him when he bad, they be like, yo, this dude, like, mad cocky, you know what I'm saying? This dude right here, you know, he could be a, you know, AO, but, like, really, when you meet him in person, he's really a humble and good dude, you know what I mean? And besides being, he's really a, honestly, like, a well-rounded person. Like, you could talk to him about anything. He's definitely a good dude, you know what I'm saying? And he's got great music for the people to really hit. So people need to really watch out because he got some fire, man. Keep it burning, yearning. He got the fire coming.
I'm working.
He's working for real, you know. And so Math, man, I mean, I know you did the whole battle, you know what I'm saying, which was another classic for the people, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh,
but tell
us
about some other things that's going on and some of the producers you're working with right now, for the next project.
I'm doing a project exclusively with Jake Glaze. You know, shout out to T-Rex Productions, not that T-Rex, of course. You know, these some dudes out of Cali, and, you know, I love his production. He's from Staten Island. And, you know, he linked with some dudes out in Cali, and they created this crazy team of producers. And we're doing ACMB3 together. Like, it's going to be all original tracks, everything played out, no samples. You know, it's going to be my first iTunes release, like, just to test my selling power, see where y'all at. Y'all really fucking with Hoffa or not, you know what I mean? I'm going to make a classic. Like, I did a couple joints already, and I already feel like I'm on a higher level than a lot of the things that other people are doing. A lot of these albums you get nowadays, there's no creativity. It's just a lot of the same thing over and over and over. Chick joint, street joint, club joint. You know what I mean? Like, it's just over and over the same thing. I wanted to do something that creatively people could listen to it and be like, wow, this is dope. This stimulates me. You know what I mean? Like, Life After Death is my favorite album. And there's not a time that I don't go into the studio thinking, how can I match that or either top it? I know it's going to be impossible to top anything that the late, great Notorious Big did, but that's my goal. That's really my goal, like to at least reach that status or go past it. And I know going past it is probably a stretch, but that's my aim, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I just honestly believe deep in my soul that Math, whatever you put your mind to, you want to succeed at it. Because honestly, like, you know, besides, you know, you reigning as the king of smack to me.
Smack Alpha.
You know, and shout out to Smack DVD, you know what I'm saying? The reigning champion, you know what I'm saying? Besides all that. You know, I really think that, you know, with the good energy you got, like, I really think that whatever you put your mind to, you're going to be successful at it, Math, man. And don't stop, you know, no matter what.
I believe the same thing for you, baby. The same thing.
Don't say that too much, man. I might get mad excited. Don't say that.
You already know. Size 12s, baby.
You know, Jesus on the waterbed, yo. Jesus on the waterbed.
Jesus on the waterbed. It's not too bad after all.
Yo. Jesus never looked so calm before in my life.
You know what I mean? Chilling. That's all I know. I was like, yo, Jesus is chilling right now.
Yo, shout out to Talisa D. She put the pictures that we took, you know, chilling with DJ Roland and Math, you know, on a blog site and everything. You can also check that out on Facebook and on my Twitter pics and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Definitely cool. And we got another joint with you, you know, going in freestyling like you do, you know, like the monster you are. We're going to go into this joint. But real quick, though. You know, what are some things that you see yourself doing in the near future? You know, you feel like you want to get into any acting besides music. And if you wasn't doing music, what would you be doing?
I have to plead the fifth on that one. I'm not even sure. I think I might go into porn, yo, for real. I might
what?
Really. Yeah, I know a couple porn people. You know what I mean? Some females.
All I'm saying is,
I got first dibs, first take.
That's all I got to say. I want to see that ASAP. Holla at me. Well,
size 12 Timberlands and a Yankee fitted.
That's all you need.
Well, I mean, I did the acting thing already. I did a movie called Rap War One. I was a star of that. Y'all could go check that out. We submitted it to the ABFF, the American Black Film Festival, and some people from Maverick, they picked it up to distribute, and they licensed it to the Stars Network, and they played it for 11 months. They played it for 5.5, then they renewed the contract and played it for another 5.5. So that was a good look. You know, pop on TV. You know what I mean? I had two sex scenes in that joint. That's kind of what turned me on to the whole porn thing. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Hey, yo, Hoppa, if you do that, son, all I'm saying is, can I get a copy? Can I just have my first copy? Shout out to Lush. That's all I'm saying. Can I take a picture? All you have to have is have a fitted on with some Tevs.
Yeah, I'm good. And I'm good. Put it on. I'm in a cape. I might wear a cape or something.
Yo, Superman status, huh? Yo, because you real brolicking. You look like you just manhandle or some shit.
Oh, yeah, damn. Yeah. I'm disrespectful.
Damn. Chicks, y'all better be worried about this dude right here. He's a problem. Besides being an MC, he's just like, oh, sex appeal all over the place. But anyway, off to the next thing.
Thank you. I need that. Send me some more female fans. Thank you. I got a joint called Heart to Your Heart. I don't know if Jay Ronan sent you that. Check that on a tape.
He said what?
I did a song called Heart to Your Heart. I'm looking for a female to shoot a video for it now.
Oh, for real?
Crazy, yeah, Jody.
You lucky I'm in the industry and I do radio because, you know, hey.
Yeah, don't hang around me too long. The scandal's going to pop up.
I don't want to have no scandals going on and no crazy shit popping off, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be real chill with my shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a million words. Hang around me.
I got a hidden crush on my dude, man. However, he is fine. That's why I be cheesing Matt Hard in them pictures because he was holding me. I was like, Math. I was like, let me stop playing. Let me go on to the freestyle.
Right? Stop playing, see? You're going to have Jesus swinging all over the place next time I see you.
Yo, let's go into this freestyle right now. Let's Radio On Live, man. We giving you the real. We giving you the deal. It's your girl, Leslie. Let's Live in the building. Freestyle, Mad Papa. Let's go.
NYP, motherfucker! What up?
Nap Hop! AKA Holla Hoppa Hussein. This other rapper's out, got a prostitute brain. Just a pocket loot, maybe cop a few chains. Still prostrate and cockatoo, dropping loose change. I only use my ass for shitting. Sitting a steamy mask on your classic written. Bastards out to conquer every ad for getting. Brooklyn niggas move fast and we don't ask permission. Split a brick, one chip, that be flame. The other half stepping, Big Daddy Kane. Angle, shit, I'm sharper than a chopper suit. Knock a fruit out of the boots when that chopper shoot. You heard how I forgot two boys and a girl. Just to beat them, should I had to move the boy and the girl. Drop the dope in the grinder, hit the oil with the swirl. And my hammer still make the most noise in the world. More work, every time my phone chirps. Now I'm getting paid in the booth like a toll clerk. I played corners cause I was in the getting paper. You played corners cause you was in the elevator. Never hate a black man that flash grams. My fitted cost three Batmans and a half grand. Got your chick on all fours like a cat land. Checking out a brain, straight mouth, no cat scan. Backhand, make you kiss your ear. Just the year all that bullshit disappeared. Every L we celebrate a flip very well. Rapper moving heavyweight like Melly Mel. You blow your rear up every time you see a Pelly Pell. So it's 2012 in your sock till 2012. You little niggas, I'm four sides. My money double like I'm looking at a cross side. Tell Ronan keep this shit up in the top 5. Stock rims don't make heads spin, I need clock size. ice grill meat. What does that do? You ain't got a cop a Yankee to get your cap blue. Them hating niggas love repping my city. Y'all play chess with hoes, I grab titties. Another homo, dudes flow gabacho. Mucho trabajo, for you flow how I flow. Holla ha, ho.
Holla, holla ha. Holla ha for Hussein, nigga. You hoes need to stop playing with me, man. You acting like you still got some sort of status. Everybody done forgot about you, nigga. Them fucking battles from the past is gone, nigga. You ain't been doing shit with yourself. Nobody knows who you are anymore. You be on lines outside of clubs waiting for hours. I see you because I walk by you. It's hilarious.
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's Barry.
Everything's Barry. You better act like you know, man. You better jump on the wave and get washed up. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Definitely stabbing you in your earwaves, in your earlobes, in your eardrums, in your esophagus, and I'm ripping your intestines out live on the internet, baby. Your girl is crazy right now with your boy Mad Papa. My man said he see you in the line waiting for mad hours, and you can't get in, nigga. Ha ha. Yo, Mav, man, that's crazy as hell, yo. You said, yo, you see him in the line. They can't get in.
It's not a good look, man. That's not a good look, man.
My man said, I won't buy you.
Lush, I'm going to tell you what it be. A lot of these dudes run away from who they are. You know what I mean? Like, if you get hot doing the battles, but you want to push your music, you don't got to stop. You don't got to stop battling. Like, just because, you know, there's that stigma out there, battle rappers can't make songs. You know, Jim Cannabis, Sirius Jones, they kind of like, they didn't reach the full potential everybody thought they was going to get to. So
yeah.
A lot of people think, oh, they're not, battle rappers are not good for this, battle rappers are not good for that. I don't care what you think about anybody else. You're going to find out what it is with me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep doing what I love. If I love to battle, I'm going to keep doing it. If I love to make songs, I'm going to keep doing that too. You know, a lot of these dudes stop. Like, I'm not even battling no more. I'm going to focus on the music. But that's why people like you, man. Like, if your music ain't that good, then you need to keep going, brother. You know what I mean? That's sad, man. And
definitely.
I see him out there. It's painful.
I think the music is good. I think that, you know, people definitely shout out to Game 3R Nation. Shout out to you know, All Night that was live in the chat room. Everybody that's in the chat room is definitely listening to all our listeners and everything, man. We thank you for your support, man. Listening to your man, Mad Papa, man. This dude right here is the truth, man. Ladies, I'm gonna tell y'all, ladies, I seen this cat in person. Ladies. Y'all need support. This dude right here, besides having a beautiful smile, besides being tall and brolic, all caramel looking and all that shit.
Oh, you know, thank you,
y'all need to holler at this dude. He got some real hot music, and he's definitely really, really a good dude. So make sure you check him, even though sometimes he might not answer the phone calls because he's doing his Doug Dizzle, you know what I'm saying? But he a good dude, man. I love him to death, man, for real. So, Mav, like, you know, we talk about, like, you know, besides doing the thing, are there any things you're doing, like, for the community to give back and everything like that?
Immortal Technique recently, he got me involved with this, a program where we go speak to kids that's, you know, they had trouble with the law. They're not locked up, but, you know, they're in detention programs. And, you know, we've gone out and spoke to the kids a couple of times, you know, let them know what it is to be out in the streets, because I've been one of those kids before, you know, like, I put in my time, I put in my work as far as, like, you know, when people say, yo, I put in work in the streets, like, I could say that, I put in work in the streets, I've been out here, there's people that'll run into me and be like, oh, shit, that's Matt, don't know me from rap, you know what I'm saying? So, I know what it is to be young and not understanding what life is about and not having a father and thinking that doing things in the streets makes you a man. You know what I mean? It's a misconception for a lot of young brothers that they think, you know, having a lot of chicks or getting a lot of money or being on a block, you know, that's what's going to make you a man, because they didn't have that father figure around them to be like, look, man, You're supposed to take care of your family, stay out of jail. You know, you live a good life, man. You give people good energy. You give them positive energy, and they'll give it back to you. A lot of people think being tough and popping off and all that makes you that dude, but that's not what it is. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, a lot of my homeboys, some of my closest homeboys, is in the grave right now. You know what I mean? And I've been depressed when, like, my whole team was locked up before. So that's not what it is. I'm out there doing that, talking to the youth and all that. That's my way of giving back. Like, I'll tell you about my life, tell you about how I changed my life, and then you make your decision, you know?
Definitely. And, you know, which is unfortunate, and, you know, it's good that you're going out there to talk to the youth, because a lot of youth sometimes feel like that's the only option that they have. And definitely for you, you know, going out there talking to them and being a mentor and showing them that what you've been through and the obstacles of you, and you're able to conquer that, you know, I really commend you for that, because, you know, it takes a big person to go out there and do that, you know, because some people be into themselves. They don't want to give back to the streets or give back to the community and help the children. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the kids out here is lost, and they need somebody that they can relate to and stuff like that.
You got to. You know, it's sad some of the things that's going on nowadays. Like,
definitely.
Somebody's got to steer these kids in the right direction, man. Like, it's not all about what you hear these dudes rapping about. It's not. Everybody ain't Scarface. I'm going to put it like that. Everybody's not Scarface. Trust me.
Definitely. And that's the truth, man. And I'm broadcasting live. People, I'm live in New Jersey right now, South Orange in the Swamp right now. Yo, I'm East Orange, actually, with my in the Swamp with my homeboys, man. These cats is wilding out. You know, I'm the only chick with a whole bunch of niggas. These niggas is wilding out. They my homies, though. I love them to death.
That's what it is. What you sipping on, Russ? I know you sipping something.
You say I know what?
I know you sipping something. What you sipping, man?
Uh-huh. Why you going to say that I'm sipping something?
You popped up with that Ciroc. He's like, yeah, that's Ciroc.
You know that's the new move and stuff, the Ciroc and lemonade. But that new Ciroc Redberry is definitely live, for real, man. I've been sipping on that for the whole majority of the week since I've been in New York, yo. It's crazy right now. It's real smooth. I definitely endorse the Ciroc Redberry, man. Everybody need to cop that. It's real. You can drink it alone or you can drink it with that pink lemonade. You know what I mean?
Word.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. But I know your thing is Hennessy, though. I know you like that Hendog.
Hennessy. You know what? With my baby and, you know, a couple of my mans get on me for it, but that Easy Jeezy, being so peasy.
I know you don't like E&J, son.
I'm telling you, son. E&J, son. I'll be on my E&J flex sometimes, man. Son.
You better leave that liquid crack alone. You better leave that shit alone, yo. That shit is crazy.
That's the truth, son, right there.
Nah, I was drinking a little bit of the Redberry, and then I hit the Moscato and shit. It's Cuzzo's birthday over here at the Swamp, so we celebrating. I'm here with my gangsters, my dudes. We in the studio, and you know what I'm saying? And you know what? I was hyped, you know, that you honored me to come through on the show, because, you know, you a hard dude to get at. You know what I'm saying? You a very hard dude to get at.
I'm outside right now.
You know what's crazy, y'all? When I met Math, right? I'm going to come check my boy DJ Jay Ronan. And I'm going up there, and me and my cousin are in the elevator, and we sitting here, and he was laughing, right? Because we was sitting here talking shit. And then we getting on the elevator and everything, right? And we getting on the elevator, and I'm like, yo, yeah, we going to so-and-so. He's like, yeah, I'm going there. I'm like, yo, hold up, son. I'm like, yo, is this dude good at
shit? Yes, was like, this is Jack Moves?
And then Jay Ronan, you know, dapped him up, and they said, all right. And then I'm sitting there, because, you know, I seen Math picture, but I never really seen him like that. So, like, I didn't even know it was Math at the time. So we sitting there in the crib, everybody chilling. And he was just cool. So, like, I was like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then I think Ronan said something. I was like, oh, I'm wondering, is this Math Hopper for real? Oh, for real? All right. So I was like, so I'm saying my indirect stuff, and he's like, yeah. And they trying to play around with me, talk about all this murder move. And I know how all of them cats look like. Stop playing games. You know, but I mean, it was a pleasure, though. I had real fun with him, Talisha B, and DJ J Ronan. And you know what I'm saying? And he's definitely a hard-working DJ. I love all of you guys. You guys are definitely good.
Shout out to J Ronan. Shout out to J Ronan. Definitely.
Yo, put out your Twitter and all your email, like for producers to get at you, your email address, the what, all of that stuff. Put that out there right now.
Yo, hit me on the Twitter. At Matt Hoffa, no spaces, capitalize it. I like to see that. Not because, you know, it's not going to get to me. I just like to see my name capitalized. Hit me on for the emails you're sending beats over. Make sure your shit ain't whack, man. Just make sure your shit ain't whack, man, because I'm a real picky dude. I'm real picky. And it's got to be some fire. Like, most of the times when people hear a song, if the beat don't catch them, they're on to the next one. So send them over to at not just a battle rapper at gmail.com. Not just a battle rapper at gmail.com. That's no spaces, no underscores, no nothing, no ebonics. Not just a battle rapper at gmail.com.
Yeah, and he's really not just a battle rapper. Like, I mean, I can't even express how much he's really a good, genuine dude. I don't know where everybody else get from him, but I honestly say that I co-sign. I officially give him a stamp of approval. This dude is a good dude. Lush Radio is always home for him. We love him to death.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
You showing me mad love. You trying to get back, bro?
I might be trying to get a back rub. I don't know, man. Do I get any good diss in? Yo, if you're calling in right now, we're live in the building with your boy, the one, the only Mav Hop live in the building, man. This dude right here is the man annihilating, you know what I'm saying, the battlefield. I'm going ahead and go to the phone lines. I got my boy, Buzzy live in the building. Boston in the building. What's up, my G? What's good?
What's goody, Lush? You already know. I had to come in and show that love, man. I would have called earlier, but I was on the road, so I didn't want that wind interfering, you know what I mean?
Hey, it's all good, baby. The fact that you even called, you could be doing anything else, but you called in the Lush Radio, baby. I love you to death.
That's what's up. I mean, I remember you were saying you was going to have Hoffa in the building, man. I mean, I hear about him. I ain't going front. I'm not really up on my YouTube game, so, you know, I don't really get to YouTube too much, man, but, you know, his name be buzzing with my dudes. They be telling me about him and shit, you know what I mean? So
that's
I had to
up.
Come
that's
through and
up.
Salute the man.
That's what up, man. I appreciate that, man. Yo, you got to get up on that YouTube, baby.
Oh, yeah. I just made it official. I just actually opened up a page, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm about to really get on it.
Bang, bang. Hit me on the Twitter, too, man. Hit me on the Twitter. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely on that, so I'm definitely going to holler at you. I just heard a little bit of the contact info you threw out, so, you know, I got that jotted down, man, so I'm definitely going to holler at you.
Definitely. Support the movement. Boss, I need to get out there, man. What's popping out there, man?
Man, what I've been to is the money, but, you know, there's a lot of shit out here, man. You know, well, fuck it. There's good money out here, man. You know, whatever you want to look at it, legal or, you know, however you do what you do. But, you know, it's a lot out here, you know?
Yeah, I definitely need a second home in Boston, man.
I tell you right now, you got love out here, man. You definitely do. So you out here, you know it's all goody, man. You know?
Appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that.
I gotta holler at my man DJ Chubby Chub. I love him to death, man. I gotta holler at him. We gotta make Boston your second home. He is definitely out there in Boston. We gotta make that happen. I-97 Boston for real. Another call on the line. 646 was goody, fam.
Hey, what's up, Lush? What's good?
Uh-oh.
This who?
It's Precious. What's up?
What's up, Precious? This one of my other spoke models right here. You know what I'm saying? For Lush Radio Girls International. What's up, beautiful?
What's good? I just came to show my support, as always. I know I've been distant, but like I said, your girl works at night. So legally. So
legally. Oh, okay. Put that out there.
I had to put that out there. So, I had to show my love, come through, show love to Lush, show love to my boy Hoffa. You know, basically, real music is what I get when I listen to you.
Thank you.
Basically, keep doing what you do, keep grinding.
I'm not going to stop. I'm hard-headed. I'm a Taurus. I'm not going to stop.
I'm gonna tell you this woman to woman, no homo, cause my boy is on here, Bugsy. But yo, Math Hopper is a sex pot, yo.
You got the back rope coming.
Oh my God! Somebody get my big sis, please get her. Oh God!
Yo, the moscato got me buzzing right now. But like, real talk though, I just want to shout out everybody out there that supports Lush Radio Online, supports my battle rappers, supports everybody that the game that's out there hustling, grinding, and everything.
Definitely.
Shout out to everybody that's, you know, and shout out to my boy P. Willer that came on. He's the new CEO of Filthy Rich Records, established by Floyd Mayweather. You know, shout out to Special Ed, you know what I'm saying, Archie Evershow, all the cats out there that's in the grind, man. Lush Radio Online is here for the people that are independent artists, independent business owners, majors, all that, man. We here bringing the voice, man. When them commercial radio stations don't want to play y'all, I'm going to play y'all because you know what? I believe in y'all, man. And y'all cats out here that's hating, man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Whoa, y'all get the fuck out of here.
Dang, let's Friday, yeah. I want to tell it's not Friday. I had a whole year out of here.
She's doing the Friday segment early.
It ain't Friday yet. I just try to get the fuck out of here early, you know what I'm saying? but Mav, this is a question I have to ask you and everything. We're going to go into a quick forum because, you know, each and every Wednesday we talk about business, how to get your business together, how to better your business. Now, what do you think are the key elements to be successful in business, no matter if it's the music business, a regular business, whatever it is, what are the keys to success?
I mean, like I said earlier, the organization, dedication, you know what I mean? Having a strong team behind you, knowing what you need to do, knowing everything about the field that you're going into, mm-hmm. knowing how to just draw people's attention. That's something that a lot of people don't know how to do. A lot of artists, they can make songs, but they don't know how to draw people's attention. You know what I mean? So with business, like, it's just having that focus, that organization, that dedication. And you got to love what you're doing. I heard a saying when I was younger, and it always stuck with me. If you find a job that you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
That's
feel me?
True. Yeah.
So if you love what you're doing, and I love hip-hop. You know what I mean? I've been doing this since I was, like, 11. My first rap name was Ice A. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Word. 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 Ready to get the Jerry Curl and the L.A. hat and all that.
Oh, my God.
No, you did not have no Jerry Curl. You ain't had the Soul Glow joint going on, did you?
You say you had the A-Wax. Yeah,
wow.
I mean, word. My first rap name was Ice A, man. Ice A. I was 11 years old going in.
Wow.
Word. You got to love what you're doing, man. If you don't love what you're doing, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable. There's a lot of miserable people out there, haters.
Definitely. What do you feel like some of the artists, like, you know, are missing in the game? And what do you feel like, you know, rap is lacking right now? What do you feel that the industry is lacking right now at the moment? Like, if you could change the music game right now, what would you do?
If I could change the music game, I would take it back to the days where Wu-Tang, like, Wu-Tang records, the type of records that they used to drop was singles. Like, anything that was lyrical and creative, you know what I mean? Like, they don't do that anymore. If you don't got a club joint, if you don't got, like, a song about females, like, for the most, they don't really support it that much anymore. I would take it back to the days where creativity and lyricism ruled the radio. That's where I would take it.
That's definitely the truth, man. You know,
I think we're missing that.
And yo, since you did talk about Wu-Tang just now, shout out to Papa Wu, man. That's definitely a good dude that definitely drops a lot of wisdom and stuff, man. Love him to death. Shout out to Papa Wu, man. And yo, Matt drops a lot of wisdom too, man. Like, besides, you know, being a comedian, you know, that he naturally is, You know, he definitely drops a lot of jewels and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, Meth, you know what I mean? Is there anybody that in the industry right now that you would love to work with at the moment?
I mean, as far as working with them, I mean, you want to work with all the top people, but for me, I want to battle some of these motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like, how crazy would it be?
Nah.
Like, I get an award for an album at, like, say, an MTV Music Awards or a BET Award ceremony, and right before my acceptance speech, I say, you know what? I got something I need to get off my chest. And 50 niggas just come from backstage, and I battle, like, Lil Wayne or Fab or somebody right on the spot. That would be bananas.
Yo, that would be crazy right now.
That would be crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, if you battle Lil Wayne, like, I would want to just have front row seats to that shit right now.
Yeah, that would sell out.
You would annihilate that nigga. You would annihilate that. I ain't gonna lie. I don't care who the hell is listening. You would annihilate that nigga, son.
I mean,
I ain't even a hater. Like, you a well put together artist. You ain't write none of your rhymes, nigga. You just started doing your freestyles. Like, them shits is written. But anyway, back to my man, Mass Hopper. You know, right now, guys, I have the legendary Elder Sensei right here next to me and stuff. And everything, you know, he want to make a quick shout-out and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi to the people, Al.
What's good, y'all?
What's good, Al?
All right, what's going on?
Chilling, man. You know, we up here chilling with your lady, Lush. You know, she got the show popping and all that. Shout-out to Lush. She got a back rub coming to her. You know what I mean? Word.
Yeah, man, we it's just mad, we up in the spot, mad niggas in here, my man birthday today and shit, so we just in here celebrating a little bit, niggas in here drinking,
happy
smoking.
Happy birthday to you.
Summertime action. I guess you call it that. Hood love to my man. I just be bugging because, like, once, like, five or six dudes get in the room, and they drinking, and everybody get loud and shit, and they start talking about shit that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I'm like, all right, look.
That's what up. So
everybody chill. I just want to give y'all a little shout real quick. I'm listening.
Definitely. Yo, go check out that HMD2 when you get a chance, brother.
No doubt, definitely. I'm going to
check that out.
I'm going to get all the info from her. I'm going to check it out.
That's what up.
All right, hold on.
Stay up, brother.
Yeah.
That's what it is. We live in the building right now. You know what I'm saying? People is out here just like, it's mad dudes in here. And I'm the only chick. Well, they respect me, though. They my dudes, man. They're smacking nigga up for me.
Got dudes in the building.
Yo, I love from all the way from the DMV to Philly to Jersey to New York. I'm good. I love everybody out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you support Man Papa. Follow him on Twitter and everything like that. And the other thing I want to say is that, do any of you guys have any last thoughts with Math real quick? Because, you know, I want to end off with some even though it's not Friday, it's Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays, but I feel like it's some things that we need to get off our chest.
So, right,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, right now, because I have a whole list. Like, I'm just patiently waiting because I got a whole list.
No.
I know this is late, but can I start off by saying, Solar, get the fuck out of here, man. Rest in peace, Guru, man. Rest in peace, Guru.
Yeah,
oh,
rest
most
in peace,
definitely,
Guru.
Most definitely.
Yo, all y'all cats, like, just like DJ Ronan said, man, all y'all tight jeans, painted on jeans, niggas with your yeast infection, balls hugging up to yourself and everything, ball chokers, all that shit, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. How the fuck you going to thank your pants?
That was ball grease.
Yeah. How
fuck
you
stacking
your
man.
Pants so I can see your ankles? Get the fuck out of here, man.
I'm putting on some
teabagging. You know what I mean? What the fuck is going on?
How the fuck you got your boxers hanging out and they more baggy than your jeans, man? Get the fuck out of here.
They was pulling their pants up. They should look like Urkel.
You know what I mean?
They have sag and they got 30 weight and 26 limbs.
Yo.
Terrible,
yo,
man.
This shit is crazy, man. Like, people are like really wild out here, see. Like,
4X white tee, and I can see your belt buckle. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck is wrong with y'all niggas, man?
Yo, shout out to all the motherfuckers out there that ask you to do something, and then they go around and then they do the shit they self and fucking change the shit. Like, why the fuck you waste my time and ask me to do it, man? Get the fuck out of here, man.
I got one.
Go ahead, Precious.
Shout out to all the bitches and niggas that's taking shots at me on Twitter subliminally, some old, some young. Man, get the fuck out of here. Do something with your life first. You think you want to take shots at me, bitch ass?
I'm not even done yet.
There's more. Shout out to all the model chicks that think that shit's gonna be handed to you. Bitch, you better get up and work. I don't got no car and I'm still doing this shit. And I work a job and I work at night and I'm still doing my shit. Bitch, get the fuck out of here if you think shit's gonna be handed to you. Now that's real.
The fuck out of here. Yeah.
Definitely.
Since we going in on Twitter, man. Yo, you in the bathroom taking pictures with no shirt on, and that's your fucking profile pic. Get the fuck out of here, man. I try to talk to no half naked niggas on Twitter, man. Get the fuck out of here. If you a chick and your profile pic is your ass, get the fuck out of here. I ain't talking to your ass, man. Get out of here, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You don't even be on Twitter like that no more. Like, I don't even see you.
I know, yeah. I'm actually in the midst of taking care of some official grown man business. So, you know, I gotta, you know, step away for a little bit. But actually, speaking of Twitter, I ain't even gonna name no names because I don't want to make cats famous. But, you know, my name of the month is Bugsy R.I.P. Stacks, because R.I.P. to my man Stacks, and I got the picture of him in the casket. You know what I mean? And for the bum-ass nigga who left the comment on my page talking about, does that mean I'm fresh to death? If you don't know who Stacks is, you don't show that love, get the fuck out of here. It ain't got nothing to do with being fresh to death. It's called motherfucking respect, you dig me? Fucking bum-ass niggas.
Yo, rest in peace, G-Baby. Rest in peace, my man, Stack Bundles. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, B.I.G., man. BK, what up? You know what I'm saying? Worldwide, what up? East New York, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We here, Lush Radio Online. And if y'all niggas don't know how to show respect to motherfuckers that really put their work in the motherfucking game, then get the fuck out of here.
Well,
that's just, maybe that might be the Moscato talking, because I don't be that aggressive like that.
All right, Lush. Yeah, we won't talk about that. So, we're talking about last week or a week and a half ago where she started going in on people, and we was like, yo, is Lush I? No, we won't talk about that, though, Lush.
We ain't going to talk about that show. I was going in too hard. That was a throwback moment for Lush, you know. But real talk, let's get in real quick. I know we're talking about business. This is Business Wednesdays and everything. My number one point, key point for you guys is, like, know who you dealing in business with, okay? And make sure that you always have a non-confidentiality agreement whenever you're doing anything, like a conjunction of partnership, whatever it is. Because cats will take your stuff and run with it, yo. Put them cats on paperwork, man. I don't care if they're your mother, your father, your sister, your friend. Yo, I don't care about none of that homeboy shit. Ain't nobody your motherfucking homeboy, yo. Put them on paper. You know what I mean? And get your paper, okay?
Well,
then on top of that,
business is business.
Business is business. And then on top of that, if you can buy them $200 pair of sneaks, them $100 pair of sneaks, that means you can LLC your business and get your business together. Get them tax write-off. Get that business together. Don't always want to be in the streets all the time. Let your money make money for you. You spend that money, get that, keep them receipts and get the money back at the end of the year, man. Come on now. Let's get it together, people. Let's work smart, not hard, baby. Let's
raise your
line, make it business together.
Get the 1099s popping.
You know what I mean?
No.
Definitely, man. Shout out to my boy Genius out there in the DMV. I love that dude to death because he's such a genius and he always dropped knowledge. And I think he might be on the line with us, man. And we got Math Hoffa in the building. Math Hoffa is a good dude. If y'all know that Math Hoffa is not a good dude, then I should smack you myself. Like, I got my hand right here. I'm going to wet that joint and smack the shit out.
Oh, my God. Here you go.
Real tough, but I'm going to open up the line. I got my boy Genius live in the building. Genius, what up, baby boy?
What up, Lush, man? What up to the whole Lush family? I know I've been gone for a minute, been taking care of some business and family.
I've been gone for a minute, but you back for the jump off. Oh,
I got to
get the fuck out of here, too. For everybody coming to town, get the fuck up out of here.
Wait, say it again. I didn't hear that one.
I said, for all the people that's coming sideways thinking something sweet, get the fuck up out of here. Ain't nothing sweet over here.
I got a story for y'all. Can I share? One day I'm on Twitter, and I see Genius going hard. And I know him decent enough. So he's a very sweet person, very relaxed, very cool. So to see him going hard, I had to ask. I'm like, what happened? And he's like, yeah, people coming at me sideways, man, and I ain't fucking the one. I'm like, whoa. But that just goes to show you.
That's a real rare thing for Genius, because Genius don't even cuss. This dude right here is like so holier than thou type, like real, like sweet type dude, like a good dude. Like for him to cuss, you really had to hit that dude on some crazy shit, because that dude don't even cuss, son. That dude's like the most polite dude I ever met in my life, son. For real. So and shout out to my man Street Star, N-O-R-B-E, you know what I'm saying? He going in. I think he loved the hell out of Math Hoffa, yo. He's trying to
hold us up.
That's
my dude.
And
that's my conscience right there.
That's what's up.
That's my conscience.
Shout out to CD Maggie in the chat room. Shout out to everybody in the chat room listening in, man. Be about business, man. Get your business together. Like I said, if you can pay them $200, $300 for some kicks, you can go and you can LLC your business. All I want you to do is better yourself in life, man. Business is business. I want you guys to be focused. I want you to be better than your parents. I want you to be better than anybody out there. I want y'all to go out there and do something with yourself. Stop sitting on a stoop. Stop sitting on a block thinking about what if that. Go out there and step out there on grace of God and go and do it, man. Just go do it. You never want to stay in life and wonder if you can do it or not, man. Just go do it. People thought I wasn't going to make it with Lush Online. Look at it now. It's touching people. People linking up together. People is doing things. People is reaching each other from all the way to freaking Trinidad, all the way to the UK, all the way to New York, all the way to Jersey. It's crazy right now, yo. It's a movement. You know what I mean? Don't let nobody stop you for your dreams, son. For real.
That's what up. Lush, I got a saying. Well, this is the way I look at things. When you die, right, you get to watch your life like a movie. What kind of movie you going to be watching? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have popcorn, crunchy crunch. I'm going to be going in. My life is groovy.
When he said that, yo, that was so deep. I had to just be quiet. Like, I had to have a moment of silence on that one. I had to lean back on that shit like, damn, son. Yo, Matt just dropped some serious shit on the nigga. Like, yo, like, I'm so touched off that one. Like, what kind of movie are you going to be watching? Like, really look at your life. Like, you don't want to sit back in your life and be like 40 years old and be like, yo, what did I do with my life, son?
Yo, I could have did this. I could have did that. And a lot of things
be watching a bunch of dramas and comedies.
You know what I mean? Comedy. I want a happy ending. Not from no Asian chick neither.
Oh my God.
Yo, you're stupid as hell. Yo, shout out to my man DJ Ronan. He's such a good dude, man, for real, for sending me all the mass music and stuff like that. We got a caller from the 908. It might be Guru, I don't know. Is that him? What's up, 908? What's goody? New Jersey.
Guru in the next room. Guru in the next room with you, Les. What's up? I brought it outside. You know I was going to call in, but I called in after 7. You know, because, you know.
That's what's good,
I know you
man.
Here. I'm here with you. I'm where you at. How about that? I usually ain't, but I am today. I'm where you at. You in the next room, I'm outside. What up?
Hey, yo, Goo, we got Mad Pop alive in the building. Good dude, battle rapper, killing the game right now. The internet is buzzing with his name all around the world, man. You know what I'm saying? Salute my G. You know what I'm saying? He live in the building, Mad Pop.
What's good, Guru?
Mad Pop, what's good, man? Future Guru 100 on Twitter. I just want to say, man, keep doing what you do. Stay focused. Holler at Lush first. Because you know where it's at. I just got to say that. Holler at Lush Radio Online first. We got the Flyers. We got the 8-Pins. We got the M2K jumping up on Saturdays. TDI NYC on Mondays. I'm glad y'all here, man. Yeah. Support that.
Me and Lush about to get a million views. Me and Lush about to get a million views with this back row.
Well, you know what? If it's a back rub that need promoted, I'm on it. ask Russ that where that chain of command lie at. She tell me what to do. I do what she said. She's in the building. Matter of fact, she's in the building. We at the swamp. Tell you, I'm where she at. Don't get it twisted. I'm exactly where she at. She seen me 10 minutes ago.
That's my nigga Guru right there, yo.
I love you, baby.
I love you too, man. Jersey in the building, stand up. We live in the building with Mad Papa. Yo, man, all I can say is a pleasure. It's an honor to have you live on the show, man. And you know, it's fun hanging out with you face-to-face, but it's even more fun having you on the show, man, because it's like real natural. Like, no crazy shit, not born and stuff, because you're freaking a comedian. You crazy as hell, but I love you to death, man.
Good luck. I love you too, bud.
Definitely, man. And I want you guys to definitely support Math. Follow him at Math Hoppa. You know, and make sure you follow my dude at Elder Sensei. It's B-A, the Sensei, on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? He got his jump off going on. And it's crazy right now. You know, it's been released. His album's been released in Poland and everything. And it's in the, it's also out here in the U.S. Make sure you check it out. Go to Elder Sensei on YouTube. Make sure you check out the battle with Mav Hoppa. Type in Mav Hoppa versus A-Verb. It got like 1 million downloads already. Make sure you check out my man AG from Digging in the Crates. Everything Berry. You know what I'm saying? It's Berry all day. I'm a Lush Berry. Holla at your girl. Be in the building. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you check out my girl, Emma E2K, E2K. On Saturdays, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Bronx. You know what I'm saying? You streaming it, all that. We need all y'all in the chat room. Show that love. You know what I mean? Crazy right now. I had a pleasure to meet my girl, Precious, live in person. One of my Lush Radio models and all my models. They so sexy. They so berry. Because you know what it is. We keep it berry, 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 baby. We live in the building, lush, keeping it lushy, making it gushy, mushy, all that, all in your tushy, smack your shit out your ass. We in the building. I love everybody, man. This is what it's about, sharing, networking, connecting. You know what I mean? And like I said, everybody, my man P. Rilla said yesterday that they looking for artists to sign on Floyd Mayweather's record label and everything. And Floyd Mayweather is trying to put money behind it. My man P. Rilla, you know, he's originally from Harlem, but he's the CEO now. He's newly appointed. He said if you want to go over there, if they see that they don't care what kind of hip-hop it is, if it's a hot track, they want to put money behind that, all you got to do is email them at theharlemhotboy,
theharlemhotboy@gmail.com. At theharlemhotboy@gmail.com for y'all independent artists out there that's trying to get on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, my man Special Ed hit me up. You know what I'm saying? My man Archie Eversole, we ready, hit me up. I mean, it's Mad Cat. They ready to put money behind something. So if you down with the cause, if you try to do your thing, hey, maybe you might be the one they put the money behind. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Let's go.
Shout out to Pete Real. I met up with him back when he was running with Poster Boy.
Wow. Yeah, man. He's definitely a real humble dude, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, getting his college education. And then on top of that, you know, he used to be a social worker. And he's just really humble. He ain't, like, real, like, conceited, cocky or nothing. I hate conceited people, man. I be wanting to smack the shit out of them, for real. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say.
I just want to know, can I be confident? Can I be confident around here? <laughs> <laughs> I was going to say, there's a difference between conceited and confident. Confident, y'all. I'm cocky and confident, man. Can I do that? <laughs> I'm not playing with y'all. I'm not playing with y'all. Y'all know I'm on Twitter, but I'm polishing my skills. I'm reading and doing some courses on business writing for Lush Radio, just so I can polish my skills. I know I'm thuggish, I'm ruggish, bone, and all that. But guess what? I'm bringing it to y'all because a lot of people coming at me wanting me to promote, want me to holler and do things for them, and they want to get a taste of this Lush Radio, you know, everything. So I'm cutting out the cursing. I got a curse jar in my house now. My lady said, "You need to curse, put the money in the jar."
That's what we should do.
I got a curse jar in my house right now.
Yo, everybody should do that. I employ everybody because, yo, I have a filthy mouth, but I try to control it, yo. But I think because being in the military and all that, you know what I'm saying, and just being around my dudes. But, you know, when I'm around white people, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, hi, John, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Becky, what's going on?
Something like that. Yes. Adapt. You know, you got to adapt. It's called adapt. If you did war like Russ did, Russ is combat ready. Don't get it twisted. Lush Radio, let's leave it out. Lush is combat ready. I don't even want to say Lush Radio online. Lush is combat ready. Just get the person to get out.
I want everybody to get a curse jar. Like, everybody
got a curse jar in my house.
Yo, this is what we're going to do. I employ everybody to get a curse jar. Just put it in the middle of the table. Anybody curse, they put it in. And then you can basically use that as business. Whatever money you save up, you can use it towards something to invest in your business. So put your curse jar there. Somebody curses. Y'all put it towards investing in your business.
You know? I already got $2.25 in there. She only taxed me a quarter because you know I go in. $25 in that joint. Get it straight. It's $2.25 in there as of yesterday. And I was telling her it wasn't gonna be no money in there. But I lied. So it's money in there because of my stuff, and that's all me. It's not her. It's me.
Hey, I had a quarter of pop. That's a couple of cuss words in there, Guru.
A quarter of pop. There's money in there. It's $2.25 in there as of yesterday morning. Don't worry, I got it. I got the money.
I'm not owing the curse jar. I gotta put it right in.
Keep money on you.
Yo, shout out to the back rubs, yo. Shout out to all the people that are good masseuses out there. Shout out to the people that just got real soft hands.
Big hands and baby oil on you, son.
I'd rather do that than curse.
I'd rather do that than curse.
You know, holla at me, you know.
Let your fingers do the talking.
I need a Versace.
Let your fingers do the talking.
Yo, Matt Hopper put it exclusively online. Back rub coming soon. You know, it's exclusive. Watch that on YouTube, son. That's going to be on WorldStar exclusive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, tell them we all turned up. We need that right now. Let's tell them we turned up. Back rubs, massages for you.
Well,
notice the yo. I'm dancing around that, all day.
Yo, what the fuck is Google talking about?
A million views. That's what I'm talking about. A million views. I heard y'all ain't slipping. Y'all know where I'm at. I'm where Rush is at. It's all the way live, turned up. A million views, back rubs.
If y'all want to
tag it.
Your man Matt Hoffa is going to be rhyming, doing a freestyle while he gives me a back rub. That's going to be exclusive.
Now, I'm going to record a track just for the back rub. How about that?
And we might even have a bad model chick in the background, just looking sexy in the background and shit. All that.
Let me tell you something. Big Cuz just spilled gin on my shirt. I was coming out the door. He was coming in the door. We bumped into each other.
Get off the floor. You got to make it crazy, John. That nigga been somebody spilled gin on his shirt.
That's great.
Damn. But you know what? This is Us Radio Online, man. We giving y'all the real. And, you know, I just want to say, people, word of wisdom is like life can throw you a curveball, but you are in charge of what direction it goes. It's just like wrestling, you know what I'm saying? Somebody might hit you with a headlock, you know what I'm saying? But you can always turn out of that situation, man. You can always make a day today a good day, no matter what. No matter what things, never give anybody power to make your day bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. And if everything, anything can make you money, no matter what it is. Whether if you're good at cleaning houses, whether you're good at painting, find your trade, find your niche in the game. Not everybody is built to be an MC. Not everybody is built to be a manager. Find your niche in the game. Also, on top of that, man, if you got some money saved up, why don't you check out being into a franchise? You know, find a little small franchise and get into it. You can have a chain of franchise. Start with your first one. Start with McDonald's. Start with some Dunkin' Donuts, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then you could be a quarter millionaire, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you know how to houses or something, man. Fix the houses up. Resell them. Get into real estate. Do something. Be a jack or something. Don't be a jack of like 50 million trades and you don't even master nothing. Manage something. Focus on one thing and then move on to the next one. That's why some people get messed up in the game. And at the end of the day, manage your money. A lot of us as African-American people are not taught how to manage their money. That's why a lot of us are in debt. A lot of people have overdrafts on our credit cards and all this stuff. They should have never gave black people overdraft because we be overdrafting like a motherfucker. You know?
That's a bank statement. Read negative 60.
For real, that joint say, son, it's still going through, son. Let me swipe this shit, son. But anyway, seriously, though, real talk, we need to manage our money because really, and seriously, what we need to be doing as us as a people, we need to start rotating our money amongst our community. In the Jewish community, it rotates several times before it goes outside of the community. We need to start supporting one another, man, no matter if it's a rapper, whether it's a business or whatever. Support one another, man, because that's the problem that we have as African-American people. We need to support one another and also start with our children. Like, even though we might have came from a broken family, our father went to jail or this, that, and third, when you got your seeds, man, try to make sure that your seed is better than you. That's all we strive for.
Definitely.
Make sure that you teach them in advance, man. Teach them how to read. Teach them how to do everything in advance. They already see us as being black. You know what I'm saying? I work in the school system. You know what I mean? They already got, you know what I'm saying, strikes against us. Make sure that we teach our children how to read. Don't wait until they get into high school and they don't know how to read and they try to throw them in special ed. Nah. Teach our children how to read off the break. You understand what I'm saying? Teach them how to read. Teach them how to use the computer. Teach them how to do what they got to do so they can better themselves in life. Start them out with their own bank account. You know what I'm saying? With their own trust fund or whatever. Start them out like your parents didn't do for you, man. Do that stuff, man. There's no time but the present to do what you got to do to allow your children, the children of our future, and we need to stop neglecting them, man, and go out there and do something for your community, man. Because a lot of people say, hey, yo, my community, this is my block and everything. You can shout out your block as much as you want to, but what are you doing for your block? Are you tearing your block down? And if you sold your drugs in the street and you was out there destroying your community because you had to do what you had to do, you owe it to your community to bring your community back up, son. I don't care what you're doing. You need to bring your community back up and do what you got to do. Because for real, your children out there in them streets. You know what I'm saying? So you got to, you owe it to your community to get back to your streets and do what you got to do. So that's my word of advice, you know, on Business Wednesdays. And, yeah, I'm feeling so lovely, but I'm loving life right now because, you know, life is messed up. So you got to put a smile on your face, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So we got 25 minutes left on the line, and I ain't going to stay all the way to 25 because we're going to throw on some music because I want to hear some more Math Hopper and some more Elder Sensei and some more AG and all that, you know what I'm saying? But I just want you guys to go down the line and give your final words, a word of advice for the people out there that's going through their struggles, going through their situations right now. I want you to give them some words of advice, you know what I mean? Because somebody might be going through it right now, and your words might actually help them in their life cycle right now, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to go ahead and let my special guest, Math Hopper, go first.
Everybody out there trying to do something with your life, man, everybody, it might seem like, things might seem like it's too hard or it's difficult, man. Successful people are in the habit of doing things that unsuccessful people don't do. So whatever you see that you can do, do it. Do it. Every second that you sit still is a second you could have been out there becoming successful. A lot of people sit around and wait and, oh, there's a lot of rappers talking about, oh, I'm going to get a deal. Fuck the deal. Be your own deal. Create your own company. Get out there. Find a way to bring people to you. Draw attention. Make your own money. And then eventually, if a label does holler at you, you got bargaining power. You're like, look, I'm making money on my own. I might not need you guys. If you want to partner in with me, hit me with something nice. That's what Cash Money did. That's what Rockefeller did. You know what I mean? A lot of people are not studying the game. They think it's just free money waiting to be given out. It's not. It's not. Get out there and make money. If you don't know how to make money on your own, how are you going to make money with a company?
That's definitely the truth, and those are words of wisdom from your boy, Math Hopper. And I'm going to go send it over there to my beautiful young lady, Precious. Precious, you got some words of wisdom for the people right here on Wednesday?
Yes, ma'am. Basically, everybody just ignore people. You know what I mean? The more successful you are or the potential you have to be successful, the more people will try to talk and bring you down. Never, ever, ever let anybody who is not God get in your ear and try to pull you down. Because at the end of the day, they don't matter. It's like I always say, it's mind over matter. I don't mind because you damn sure don't matter. So keep that.
I like that.
Wow, that's definitely the truth. Those are words of wisdom from the beautiful and lovely Chocolate Mrs., Chocolate_Mrs., Miss Precious, live on the line on Lush Radio Online, and my boy Guru. What's your words of wisdom for the people, baby?
My words of wisdom for everybody is just stay focused and do the best you can. If you really want something, nobody can get it for you. You have to go get it. You have to have a plan. You have to have a strategy. You have to stick to what works. If it doesn't work, leave it alone and just go with the next best, like let your next move be your best move. Like, we here, and I gotta feed off what my man just said, and he just hit the nail on the head because we've been preaching this. All the time out here is just spent, like, you can't waste time. Don't waste time. All you gotta do is go for yours. Just go for yours out here. Nobody's out here. Nobody really gonna support you like you support yourself. You know, you're in the right place. You gotta stick with it. If you know you're in the right place, you gotta stick with it. It's a supporting cast. It's about teamwork. It's about knowing that your team is strong. If you're really trying to do it by yourself, it's gonna fall apart like faster than you know because of this. Like it's all about support. It's all about support. It's all about networking. You gotta build relationships. So my key words tonight is just build relationships. Don't burn bridges. Like, that's the only thing I can say for y'all tonight. And, you know, I'm really reading, like some real good information that I could pass along. Like, so
y'all will see a little flare, like, coming to my Twitter based off what, like, the information I've been receiving from these books I've been reading. You know, I'm changing the game right now. I'm just basically going for mine and going for the team. You know, it's all about team. There's no I in team. You know, just know what you have to do to be successful. Like, and you need to know that there is a plan. There needs to be a plan in place. There's no plan in place. I'm sorry, it's not going to work. I'm sorry, not going to work.
And you know what? It starts with believing in yourself. Believing in yourself. A lot of people don't believe in themselves.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They got dreams and hopes, but they just don't have the strength to step out there and do it. People are people, man. People are people. Always remember that. People are people. You meet Jay-Z, he's a person. You know what I mean? Talk to that dude. Get some money out of his pocket or something. You know what I mean? Make it happen. Get out there and make moves.
Definitely. And, Genius, you have some words of wisdom for the people tonight on Wednesday.
I'm going to just say this, because it really sad for me to see it, you know. Stop living for the day. For all you people out here that want to go pop bottles, make it rain, and do all of this stuff that's really nonsense, that really don't amount to nothing on the real, stop living for the day and build for tomorrow so that when the youth that's coming up and your kids just see that you have, they have a legacy that they can inherit as opposed to a stack of bills, you know what I'm saying, and debt. Mm-hmm. We'll never move forward as a people if we keep living for the day, and that's real.
That's real.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's true. Buzzy, your words of wisdom for tonight, baby?
My words for the night, man. Everybody, you know, going through the struggle and feeling like, you know, their life ain't really too hot. All I'm going to say is, man, you know, God or whoever you believe in, he ain't going to give you too much that he know you can't handle. He just want to see if you're going to go through it. You know what I mean? And for y'all dudes on the corner with all them packs and everything, you know what I mean? We all know that the money's good. At the end of the day, it only leads to two boxes. That's a jail cell and a graveyard, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? It ain't always a good thing, you know what I mean? Anything that glitter ain't gold. So get that 9-to-5 or whatever work for you, man. All them packs ain't worth. Stop trying to be the UPS, man. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know what? I just got to commend everybody that's on here. These are all powerful people, lovely people, you know what I'm saying, with good spirits, good hearts, and they mean well, and they do things out there in the community to support their community. And Lush Radio Online, like I said, our key point is that we are the people's voice. We're the voices for the people that's going through cancer, for the people that's dying out there in the streets, for the people that's never getting a chance to even get their word out there just to be known. That's what Lush Radio does. And we love all of you guys. If nobody told you they love you, they we love you on Lush Radio Online, man. And we try to support you. We make you laugh. We believe in the double E's, man, educate and entertain at the same time. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you follow each and every one of us on Twitter, you know what I mean? And we're going to go down the line and give you our Twitter information, our contact information. Follow Lush Radio Online at Lush Radio Online. Facebook, CEO Lush Radio Online, www.lushradioonline.com. If you didn't check out the show tonight, you can also check out the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com, access Radio Online. Check out geniusmusic.com. You know what I'm saying? And also make sure you check out my man Buzzy. Check out my man at Matt Hoffa. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's not just a battle rapper.
At gmail.com.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody, ladies love Bugsy. I don't know. He might have changed it now because this dude changes his Twitter name like every freaking day.
Hey, man. DM me, man, when you change that, man. I'm like, I don't feel the type of way, man. DM me when you change that, though. I can't Twitter you right now.
I'm going to keep it real, man.
I'm a real dude, y'all. Yo, I'm a real dude. I don't even know your Twitter right now.
I always do change the name. I mean, but you know, the easiest way to find me is, you know, on Twitter. You go into the search and you just put in the real Bugsy GTM, and that'll put me all day. Right now it's actually Bugsy _RIP_Stacks. You know, I had to show that love and support because that anniversary was just like about a good couple of weeks ago. So you know, you got to keep his spirit going there.
I feel sad that I wasn't able to come and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, shout out to Young Stack, too. We had his brother on the line and everybody. Yo, definitely shout out to Stacks, man. He definitely did his thing for Far Rock. Shout out to Ready Rock out there, you know what I'm saying? My dude, Russ and everything. Shout out to my fam out there. Shout out to Head Ice. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to BK, man. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, G-Baby. You know what I'm saying? Rest shout out to my boy, Frenchie 1017. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Lady K Productions, we here. Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, follow my girl, Chocolate Mrs., Chocolate_Mrs., Precious Live in the Building, Genius, on Twitter, man. You need to follow all my people, because if you don't follow them, I'm going to have a, you know what I'm saying, a bitch fit, just because I feel like I can Twitter slap you right now, son. Like, I could jump out of Twitter and smack this. But anyway, it is what it is. Follow L. Da Sensei, you know what I'm saying? The legend, the artifact follows, you know what I'm saying? AG, you know what I'm saying? From Digging in the Crates. Shout out my my boys, 950 Plus, out there in the Bronx. Shout out Microphone Bully and Microphone Bully. Everybody, man, that support Lush Radio Online, man. We love y'all, man. This is what it is. Shout out to Hood Punisher. Shout out to the DMV. Everybody worldwide, man. We love y'all, man. Okay, I don't do it for me. I do it for the people, man. Lush Radio Online, let's go. I'm about to get out of here. I'm about to play some music that I love, which is some of that Mav Hopper, my boy Elder Sensei, some of that AG. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw it back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel
you got
like
the only guy could judge me?
Huh?
You got the only guy could judge me, right?
I think I got it in here. I'm going to check. But if I don't, I'm going to upload it right now because I got time. And I'll put it in there because, you know what I'm saying? And really, you know what? You know, I'm a big Tupac fan now, so like that really stood out to me because, you know he had his tattoo, only God could judge me, and that's what I live by. Because for real, everybody can hate on you and say what they want to say, but really God is the only one that you go to
heal.
You know what I'm saying? That can judge you on anything.
You know what I mean? And I actually got a phone call from Suge Knight off that song.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was like, I see you doing it, man. I see you becoming the new face of the East Coast. Wow. That was what's up. Shout out to Suge Knight, man. Shout out to Suge Knight.
Shout out to Suge Knight.
The big bully.
You said shout out to Suge Knight. That was the Swamp team. That's my boy, Chill Trees, in the building. Shout out to the whole Swamp. Hey, Chill Trees, you want to say shout out to Chill Trees?
Yo, let's get it in.
EP2, New World Order. Yo, they wildin' out right here. We in a swamp and shit, but I'ma have Only God Can Judge Me in the arsenal right now in a quick second. I love everybody, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna have it in the arsenal in a quick second, and I'm playing for y'all just because I feel like it and just because I can, because it's Lush Radio. I do what I want to do, you know what I'm saying? You know? But it's loading up right now. But, you know, I just want to say sayonara to everybody. Same time, same place, Wednesday. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Who Moved My Tees, an awesome book talking about life and are you ready for changing your life. And we're going to talk about this heat wave, man. This heat wave is retarded, son. Like, come on. Like, since I've been to New York, I ain't never felt no 105 heat. Like, this is crazy. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, though, son. So check for that tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You know, Friday is hot or not with me and my boy Guru. We're going to be going in. You know what I'm saying? We got some new music in the arsenal. And, you know, Saturdays I'll be broadcasting live from the studio in the Bronx. But right now I'm in Jersey, so you already know what it is, man. And I might be checking out my boy DJ Ronan, just coming through, you know, checking it out with him. You know, I might see Math again. You know, he might give me my back rub. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm throwing it out there. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. You think I'm playing? I got you.
He said he got me, so, you know, people, you know, y'all just go on his Twitter and just say, yo, give Les that back rub, you know what I'm saying? All of y'all that's listening, go on and say, yo, give Les that back rub. You know, we're going to holler at Worldstar and be like, yo, Worldstar was good. You know what I'm saying? This exclusive Mav Hopper is giving Lush a back rub, son. But anyway. You know. Man, I just can't. There's no words to express how good of a dude this dude is, and I think maybe I might be biased because I have a crush on Taurus or something. I don't know. Maybe that's
Tour
from the world, baby.
You already know.
I just love Tauruses and shit, but I love him to death. He's a good dude, so make sure y'all support him. And if you don't support him, like I said, I'm going to smack you through Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Who does that? I'm smacking you through Twitter. But anyway, shout out to him. We're going to go into a song real quick, and we're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to come back. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say sayonara. I'm going to play Elder Sensei joint first. Then I'll play All Only God Can Judge Me. And then I'm going to play AG joint off for Everything's Buried. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to plug in my couple of drops. But you know what I'm saying? Before you leave out of here, Math, can you give us a quick shout-out real quick? You know what I'm saying? It's Math Papa with my sexy ass on Lush Radio Online. Can you give me that?
Yeah, I got you.
Go ahead and give me that real quick. Go ahead.
All right. It's Math Hopper, a.k.a. Hopper Baby, a.k.a. Smack Hopper, a.k.a. the kid that put the smack in smack. And I'm chilling with the beautiful Lush on Lush Radio Online, baby. Stay up, man. It's my girl right here. I got a back rub on the floor.
Jesus on the waterbed, baby. Jesus on the waterbed.
Jesus on the waterbed. He's going to be swinging around next time I see you. Watch. Jesus going to be swinging around.
Yo, I love this. You crazy as shit. But we're going to go into this song. I love everybody. Peace, love, and happiness and chicken grease. Where my chicken at, man? Fry my chicken. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're about to be back. Summertime. Loving y'all, man. We're about to go into Elder Sensei. Be what you want to be, man. Out, man. Go to YouTube. Support that dude. Also support my man, Matt Hopper. You know what I'm saying? Support my man, AGA, Think Berry. We live in the building. Shout out DJJ Ronan. We here. Shout out to my man, DJ Instinct Worldwide International. We here. Hopefully, we had DJ Bedtime in the building, man. You already know what it is. Your girl, Leslie Lush, and I'm out of here, baby. Yeah.
When I drop, it's applied in the plan. Jot for my fans, hometown and my man. Locally, I'm totally vetted and so respected. Credited for records that many never expected. Like earthquakes and tremors, new improved member. Sharp light trimmer, smart like you remember. New year to simmer, burn all beginners. New top contenders, all of y'all offenders. On call sender, rap the wild tender in the paint with hooks that well cater my agenda. Surrender your validation and pass. Cool in my slender as a dig in your wax. Simple math to a great outlast in a fame. All tracks laid as I smash in my train. Grave is the name rated best in my slot. Dwell in the swamp to the LP pop. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick in the rest, I'm hungry. Packing in my words from jurors to burn trees. Light it up. Put the kush in the air. Light it up. Put the fifth in the air. Light it up. On the 1, 2, 3, when it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. My talk is persuasive, New Jersey native. Shine updated like vehicles upgraded. Mic nickel plated, so underrated. I'm anonymously known from a never called graded. Law strictly enforced, follow all rules. Like when a nigga meet the man with the tools. Homeschooled and proven, industry to it. Locking up motherfuckers since the day of the doing. Lyrics all fluent, even for Europeans. Foreign in my language, but my music extreme. You seen live, when I'm in the booth. Wave to the camera to solidify proof. All work involved, time is evolved. Problems all solved from major shot call. All let the hustle and connect. Pilot game set like poker players and bet. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Passing in my words from jurors to burn trees. Light it up.
This is your boy DJ Ames, always in the great UK. When I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Cool B.
Let's go, baby.
I heard this beat, man. 2 bars in, I knew I was gonna spit on it, though. That's real talk. Charlie Clips, what up, niggas?
I ride the clouds out till it gets sunny. Trying to turn my verses into brick money. Rappers waiting on deals, to me that shit's funny. Might as well grab a Snickers, nigga, get comfy. They rapping Patron, but cop that Jose. Stay clear of the bullshit, Olay. It's one of two things I know I won't say, but I can tell you that the nightmares never go away. When life gave me lemons, I was okay. Chopped a white girl up and made me OJ. Cases get cold, we poppin' rosé. Cold case get warm, we probably go gray. I'm glad the weak links went their own way. Now them boys can never tell me what I don't say. Made in this likeness, I believe it. So I'ma treat this game like each and God can judge me.
When I'm out there on my grind, every time I commit a crime,
only God can judge me.
I'll be a gangster on the day that I die. It's cause the hammer's why I'm still alive.
Only God can judge me.
When I'm out there on that stand,
across the him, I'm gonna rattle my fans.
Only God can judge me.
I'm holding down to the casket drop.
I bring the plague and the pestilence. 12K shooting rage and benevolence. There's a nigga like me up in your tenement. Mom's gave birth and he been fucked up ever since. Down to squeeze metal for his relevance. Move through like the mask is intelligence. Bitch taking a trip with state's evidence. Tied up breathing through a trunk like an elephant. My warriors said I'm cool if you never went. And I'm a Jew, I don't dig your New Testament. My heart been in places yours never been. I play the game even though I know the devil went. Granny took one in the sticker. She ate that, then she started touching his liver. Sylvie, don't play that. You raised me and I thank you. Cause that's why I'ma go out of gangsta.
Only God could judge me. When I'm out there on my grind, every time I commit a crime,
only God could judge me.
I'll be a gangster on the day that I die. It's cause the hammer's why I'm still alive.
Only God could judge me.
When I'm up there on that stand, I swear to God, I won't battle my fans.
I can't, Nick.
I hold it down to the cast.
I'ma hold that down.
My soul goes just
for that heading. I wasn't born with a silver spoon. Miss Parker trying to shine like the sun, but my bitch is much darker. The streets is much colder, but it's hot when the heat blasts. Fuck, I'm supposed to do. Just watch bullets breeze past. Only God can judge me, not the judge, nor the D-game. My life is like a movie, straightforward, no replay. In the club, popping bottles, getting love from every DJ. Perform home the bodies every night for like 3 days. Grams going up, ain't my main concern. Trying to go try the game on one finger while the earth turns. Blunt, burn, look at my ashes. Appearing on red carpets while the cameras are flashing. D-Chambers from the island of Coney. I'm accustomed to the hustle of the whole